along with the leaders of Israel, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain. The Emiratis and the Israelis are expected to sign their own bilateral document, as are the Bahrainis and the Israelis. The U.S. will sign the deals as a witness or observer.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Hurricane Sally will have a profound effect on our weather, but it's a very slow system indeed as it aims for landfall on the coast. Today, random scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Breezy, high temperature held down to 84. Showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight, low 71. Tomorrow night and Thursday, flash flood watch. Windy, locally heavy rainfall. Rainfall amounts could be excessive. Threat of some tropical spin-up tornadoes as well. The rain continues Thursday night, but starts to slack up a bit on Friday. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action with instant notifications for watches and warning. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say they've found the body of a missing Alabama State University student. Police say the body of 22-year-old Adam Daldell Jr. was found Monday afternoon in the 800 block of Hutchinson Street. They've now opened a death investigation in the case. The Montgomery County EMA will transition to a 24-hour standby mode as Hurricane Sally approaches the state. EMA Director Christina Thornton is warning people who live in low-lying areas of the flash flooding threat. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 126,000 confirmed coronavirus cases statewide. More than 8,000 of those cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 2,200 people have died. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
How would you like to rev up your fall behind the wheel of a brand new Ford Mustang? Then come play Mustang Madness this September at Wind Creek Montgomery, because we're giving away a 2020 Ford Mustang. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then, on Sunday, September 27th, you could drive home in a beautiful new Mustang. So come play Mustang Madness, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Kickback Ranch and Event Center is gearing up for our fall festival, and you're invited. October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. There will be fall treats, fun games, contests, and much more. Hook up to your camper or rent a cabin on our 125 acres of rolling hills and lakes, and welcome in the fall. Admission is $7. Kids under 3 are free. The Kickback Ranch Fall Festival, October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. Go to kickbackranch.net for more information or call 286-4140.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
As a minimalist, paying less for insurance is more.
Nice place. Is your house a bubble?
It's a dome. I find corners unnecessary.
At Liberty Mutual, that's how we feel about overpaying for insurance.
But I do miss having shelves.
What would you put on them?
Nothing, obviously.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm your host, Joey Clark. In the house with me now, Eddie Bader.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself, Joey?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. Just chugging along solo there for a little while.
Sorry, I didn't mean to leave you hanging till
late. Oh, no. It's not an issue. There's a lot to talk about. There are just so many moving parts right now. And what's troubling me, Eddie, is just the general sense of unrest. Even if there haven't been, say, fires and rioting and looting in your backyard, the images that you see not only in the corporate press, but also, you know, just camera phones.
Oh, yeah.
And just what people are putting up on social media.
Everybody's a reporter now, Joey.
I mean, what happened there in Compton was horrifying.
Oh, yeah.
What happened, was it in Georgia where the officer was pummeling the guy? It's just...
It's hard to watch.
I'm not bringing up a legal argument here. I'm just saying, every day, it's like you're seeing some violent event. And at a certain point, it's just unnerving. So when I hear folks calling up, and they're nervous about the outcomes of the election, both sides right now.
Oh, very much so.
Both sides are questioning the integrity of the election.
And both sides are worried if the other sides win, it's the end of the world.
Yeah, and it's rigged.
Yeah,
it's not like they won on the up and up and it's now the end of the world. No, it's the end of the world because you stole it.
Right.
And this is just, as far as keeping a country together, it's like we're on the verge of a divorce.
Yes.
I don't know how good that is.
I don't think so either. But we got, if you take a big picture, we got fires on the West Coast. We got a hurricane coming up our back end here.
Yeah.
In between.
The governor,
what did the governor say?
She actually declared an early state of emergency.
Well, good for her.
She's on top of it, it looks like.
Store still open, though?
Yeah, I think so. It needs to be, given everything just went over. But, yeah, it's just so many things. And this is hurricane season.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll mostly be all right. Right now we're looking at Fox Business, a gentleman named Ken Graham, National Hurricane Center director. He's up there, and we're looking at the radar of Hurricane Sally coming up the spine of Alabama and Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And he's wearing a mask while he's doing the presentation. I'm like, is there anybody else around?
Even if there is, they got to be further than 6 feet apart from him, I'm sure.
Just sometimes it's like it becomes theater.
It does, Joey. It does.
Or maybe it's like his safety blanket. I don't know. But yeah, it seems like the governor and FEMA and folks are on top of this. But
I'm glad the governor.
Man, look at that. Like they've just zoomed out. You can see all of the Atlantic. That is insane. Just the amount of activity going on right now.
It's like there's a clown out there who's juggling hurricanes. Which one's next? Which one's
right.
next?
Right. And thank God for Rich Thomas.
You bet.
Such a great local asset on, and just a great guy, too.
I love Rich
great
Thomas.
Guy. But yeah, so yeah, it's like all these different things are happening at the same time. Now, Joe Biden, I think, recently laid out four crises.
Oh,
we're
yeah?
going through a four historic crisis. Right now?
There's only four?
Well, here are the four that he laid out. Well, the main one is climate change.
Okay.
Yeah, for Biden, it's the pandemic, the economic crisis,
mm-hmm.
white supremacy.
Okay.
and climate change. And he did this from a speech in the middle of some field. And it's,
I saw that.
I'll put it this way. Watch the Trump rallies, and of course they're being criticized. You have all those people there. It's a peaceful protest, don't worry.
No worries, baby.
But you see the energy of the Trump campaign, of Trump himself. I want some of that DTE.
Mm-hmm.
I want some of that Donald Trump energy.
Yeah.
What's that guy taking on?
I saw a line for the rally the other day, and the line looked like it was a half mile long.
Right. So say what you will in the midst of the pandemic, but all that energy, and then it's like, now let's go to the campaign of Joe Biden, and it's literally like,
crickets.
Like cicadas and crickets. And well, we got to fight. Where am I? We got to save the planet.
The last picture I saw with his little rally in the field, okay, everybody was, I guess, the 6 foot apart. They had to circle around him like they were on the on-deck circle. But the other part was they were further and further back from him. That field was wide enough. They could have been 6 foot apart and all been closer. But one guy was like 60 feet back in the end. I mean, what the heck is going on?
Here's what Biden had to say. The worst pandemic in 100 years. It's already killed nearly 200,000 people and counting. The worst economic crisis since the Great Depression has cost tens of millions of American jobs and counting. Emboldened white supremacy unseen since the 60s.
Hmm.
What?
Yeah.
What? That just doesn't, I don't think that's true.
No, it's not true, but you know he's reaching out to his lowest of low base that he's got. He's trying to get anybody and everybody to agree with that. And then even white people, white guilt.
Oh, that's usually who I hear from. Like, it's just ridiculous. Well, and then Biden goes on, and undeniable acceleration of the punishing reality of climate change on our planet and our people and on the lives and livelihoods, which I would like to talk about now. Biden mentioned the devastating wildfires, the hurricanes, the tropical storms, as well as floods and droughts across the Midwest, all of which he attributed to the fury of climate change. Although such natural disasters are reoccurring events in this country. And oh, by the way, as we've relied more on fossil fuels.
Yeah.
But we've come up with cleaner versions like natural gas, yep, for instance. In fact, emissions are on the downslope. It's not fast enough for many who are very much pushing this issue. But as we have more technology because of a cheap, dense, powerful sources of energy, we're able to respond to natural disasters like Hurricane Sally moving up the spine of Alabama and Mississippi right now in a much quicker fashion. We're able to save people beforehand. We're able to rebuild quicker. So the point is, yeah, let's say worldwide there are more hurricanes. And I think, in fact, there have been.
Sure.
There have been more hurricanes.
In a cycle.
And less people are dying from them.
Why is that, Joey?
Because we have technology due to the incredible energy sources that we currently hold, mm-hmm, called fossil fuels.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you are a genius and you're brilliant and you have that entrepreneurial spirit, can you come up with new renewable sources of energy that are just as powerful as, you know, traditional fossil fuels? Then I'll tip my hat to you.
You bet.
And I'll probably end up paying you a lot of money. You'll be a very rich person.
Exactly.
For coming up with that. But until you reach that day, the idea that, well, if we just have a little more political control, then we'll solve the problem. I don't buy it. And the constant demonization of energy sources that have brought us to the modern world, that allow us to overcome things like natural disasters, that allow us to innovate in incredible ways to respond to something like a pandemic. No, we just have to demonize those things. They're just dirty, dirty, greedy bastards who don't care about the planet.
Right.
It's such utopian nonsense. And that's what the thing. For every utopian dreamer, there's this person also yelling, doomsday. If you don't listen to me, then the apocalypse is coming. The end is nigh.
Well, there's a lot of those people walking around nowadays. They used to carry signs.
Yeah. Joe Biden should just start doing that. That's his campaign. Where's Joe Biden today in the country? 272-9228. 272-9228. Our economy can't recover if it can't build back with more resiliency, more... I'm Joe Biden. More ability to withstand the extreme weather that will only come with greater frequency and intensity. The unrelenting impact of climate change affects every single solitary one of us. But too often the brunt falls disproportionately on communities of color. Ah, okay. So climate change is now racist.
Oh, yeah, that's...
272-9228. Let's go to George. Hey, George.
Hey, Joy. There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear.
Oh, good God.
The people singing songs and carrying signs mostly say hooray for our side. That was in 65 or 66. But anyway, what I called about was this. If I was to put out some bumper stickers that said, be calm, period, you think anybody would buy them?
Be calm?
Nah, yeah, two words.
I would short that stock. I'll put it that
yep.
way. I think panic porn is selling very well these days.
Right now, yeah, that's the hottest thing going.
What?
Yeah, like a bumper sticker that says freak out now.
No. Right, but my panic porn, I don't mean actual adult stuff. I mean like... You know, the world is ending because of climate change or everybody, you know, the mayhem in the streets. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Don't.
Well, I tell you, I'm tired of all that. And that stuff affects you if you let it affect you.
Yes.
But I just think that if everybody would calm down, I would be better off. I hope they would be better off too. It's just too much monkey business, as Chuck Berry said. There's too much monkey business for me to be involved in. There's so much verbal crap in the air all day, every day. It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Now you're singing my tune, George.
Amen. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look. What's going down?
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it, George.
What?
Thank you, George. Appreciate it.
Okay.
George.
Bye.
272-9228. Cooper, welcome to the show.
Hey, if I lose you for a minute, hang on. I'm going through a little low spot.
Okay.
Referencing an earlier caller, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Lee needs to sit down and do some serious things. He believes he's, I'm sure he's a nice guy, spoke very calmly and quietly, and he's a genteel person. He thinks somehow that should be the way politics is handled. The days of Tip O'Neill are over, and they're never coming back. It's out-and-out war now. And if he can't watch the TV in the evening and see everything the media says and everything the Democrats and the media do, if he doesn't understand what's at stake, and he's going to be upset because Trump is rude, Trump is bombastic, Trump is a New Yorker, but look what Trump does and look what Trump says he wants to do. And if he can't compare those two things and see the difference, I've given up on people like that.
Well, I hope you heard. He said he voted for Trump. He's going to vote for him again.
Yeah, and I'm sure he will again.
Yeah.
But I think he's one of those people that, you know, he believes in most of the stuff the Republican Party stands for. But he's ashamed to say it because he's afraid of being labeled a racist, a homophobe, a xenophobe, and all that.
Well, I can...
So he hides behind this, I'm a genteel person,
sure.
And I want politics to be genteel. Well, it's not genteel.
Yeah, you're right. And I relate to, actually, I relate to Lee Cooper in the sense that I... You know,
I do, too.
Right, I've now gone through... My ideals being shattered, as George Carlin said, scratch a cynic, you'll see a disappointed idealist. And I've come out of the other side of cynicism to like, hey, you know, it's going to be rough and tumble, but enjoy the fight, enjoy the battle. And besides the show of the politics and all the fighting, there are some really brilliant, good people out there making the world a better place. Just got to find them. And progress and good things happen slowly. All the bad stuff happens all at once.
Rapidly.
Yeah, exactly. I used to say a lot of the things Lee said back a year or so ago about I wish Trump wouldn't say this, and I still do that. But when you have to face the fact he is the only Republican that had a chance of beating Hillary Clinton. None of those other 16 guys, if you would have rolled over them like a Mack truck.
Right.
Because, in my opinion, all 16 of them are just a little bit like Lee, and a lot of people like that. They want to appear as nice people. They want to get along. But you cannot get along with what the Democrats are doing right now. There's no way you can get along with the people that are in the House and in the Senate.
No, it's a knockout, drag-out war for power.
Exactly. That's what it is. And, you know, there's really a state. This isn't just going to be like George Wallace used to say, there's not 10 cents of difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. That's gone, too. There's a whole lot of difference between the Republicans and the Democrats, in my opinion.
Yeah, and we'll see if it has an effect. I'm starting to think, though, Cooper, that as much as we fight over the politics and there is a difference, I think what we've learned in the Trump era is there are a lot of centers of power, I'll put it that way, levers of power that aren't officially there, say, in the Constitution. And like ways Congress works, for instance. Why is it you think we're going to elect this new senator, this new congressman, they're going to get in there and knock skulls together and really change the system? But what happens when an incumbent does get beaten by a newcomer? Well, that newcomer has to start at the bottom of committee assignments. They have really no power. They have to earn money for the party. And where the hell is that in the Constitution? Like, I mean, it's this big, almost Byzantine system is built up on top of the Constitution, and it seems designed to hold power in vague ways. And that's why I told Greg Budell as he was leaving the morning show, Biden would be the perfect president for that type of system.
Yeah.
Because he could be the figurehead, he could give these speeches off the teleprompter, but really it'll be a bunch of other folks whose names we don't really know running things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've gotten my blood pressure back down now, so I'll just listen to the rest of the show and enjoy it.
Thank you, Cooper. Appreciate it, man.
Okay.
272-9228, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Who's this?
Alva.
Oh! I was going to hit a break, but we got time for this gentleman. Alva, happy birthday, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate that. Hope you're doing very well.
We are.
We are.
Outstanding. What a beautiful day. It's ironic because in 2004, on my birthday, Hurricane Ivan hit Pensacola.
Jeez. Oh,
wow. I know. And I had a house that was 4 feet underwater.
Good goodness. Well, at least you're... Well, are you at threat this time?
No, I no longer have the house.
Well, there you go.
Take care of that. Poor souls that are there, bless their heart.
Yeah, indeed.
No, Pensacola is a great town. It's a great Republican town, too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my dad lives in Lillian, not far from there.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly where Lillian is. It's got one of the oldest churches in Alabama, St. Joseph's Catholic. It's one of the oldest churches in the state of Alabama, in Lillian.
Yeah, he loves it. It's like the best of both worlds. He always loved kind of country living with farms, and you can go stop by and buy from crops. But he also loves the sea and the bay and fishing. And so he gets to do both.
He also got the benefit of a little lower tax, taxes in Alabama than across Perdido Bay.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is convenient.
But anyway, I just want to thank y'all for your kind wishes, and hope y'all are having a good week.
Yeah, we're carrying on. Jack had to take some Jack time today.
Yeah.
I understand. He wanted me to make sure that I touch base, and I hope he's doing well.
I think he's preparing for the hurricane. He's putting some noodles on his wheelchair in case he can float away if he has to.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
Yeah.
You know, if the president can stop all these wildfires like Vice President Biden says, I wish he'd throw him a request to stop the hurricane, too. I didn't know where that's in the Constitution, that the president has the power to stop natural disasters, but apparently he thinks so.
Well, could we nuke the hurricane?
Yeah, if Trump did, they would be mad. There would be issues with that, too.
No, and sure, this is where we have to admit some Trump's foibles, where you remember the old Noah, where Trump did the Sharpie? Yeah, sometimes he, well, he's unique.
Yeah.
It's hard to find gopher wood these days.
Well, Alva, I hope you have a good rest of your birthday, and always great hearing from you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Alva. Take care, buddy.
God bless.
Man, great guy.
Yeah, man.
Been getting to know him over the months, and that slowed down some because of the COVID. No matter who wins, like whatever comes our way here in November and the rest of the year, I just want this to be over.
Now, Joey, let me ask
you. Over now!
November 10th, will COVID be a thing of the past, you think?
We'll see.
Just curious.
Yeah, I think as far as some of the national media will be concerned, yeah. Okay. But it'll still be somewhat real. We'll see. I just hope there isn't this second wave some have foretold.
I agree with you. I just the more and more I think about it, I know we've all just kind of got used to it now. Wearing a mask is the norm, and as well as not wearing a mask. But I just wonder, you know, if it's, I guess truth will, or time will tell the truth, if November 10th, if all of a sudden COVID's no longer a top 10 story.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back, 272-9228. If you'd like to get in on the program.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 15 86368, Equal Housing Lender.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. Laser Copy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and any other business printing that you need done. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages. And they're now printing all COVID-related signs that are needed everywhere. Laser Copy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. Laser Copy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You know, they used to say Abraham Lincoln got the worst press. I said, there's no way he got worse than me. But Lincoln was...
Come on, man.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. President Trump right now speaking from the Oval Office, meeting with the foreign minister of the United Arab Emirates, the Emiratis, about to sign a big peace deal.
Hey, the Emiratis.
Mm-hmm.
I just never heard it pronounced that way.
How do you usually pronounce it?
Emirites.
Emirites?
Emirites.
Well, I've never heard it pronounced that way.
Of course you wouldn't, Joey.
Well, I'm not as worldly as you.
Believe you me.
You've traveled all over this world. You've eaten every pastry under the sun.
Oh, yes, now. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. 272-9228. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth. Troop Booth, folks, well, he can sell you fine antique jewelry pieces, all sorts of antique and estate jewelry items that are an incredible, incredible price. It's because of his expertise, trained at the Gemological Institute of America, as well as hundreds of buyers all over the United States, that Troop Booth can get the best antique jewelry pieces at the best price. It's really because of his expertise that he can offer that incredible price. But he's also looking to buy from you.
Buy.
So if you have any old jewelry items, especially finished pieces that are in good condition, like gold, diamonds, you can get top dollar for that. But even junk or scrap jewelry pieces can get you a pretty penny because metal prices are up across the board. So call Troop Booth today at Heirloom Jewelers at 260-0066, 260-0066. Set up an appointment, bring in your items, he'll give you an appraisal, and if you agree to the value then and there, you get paid. Right then and there. Again, that number, 260-0066, or go to heirloomjewelersal.com to see what they currently have in stock and learn more about Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. Let's go to the phones and talk to Larry. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Joey, how are you?
Very good. Oh, this is the Larry. Yes, Larry Stevens. Hey, how are you?
It's that guy. Yeah, you know. How are you doing?
Good. Hanging in there.
You'd posed a question, I think, before the break. About, you know, was the virus just going to disappear after the election?
Right.
And a few weeks ago, we had a local doctor, I won't mention his name, but he spoke to our Kiwanis Club.
Mm.
And his particular specialty does put him in the middle of dealing with COVID patients. And so he was asked that question at the end. Did he think that after the election, and he paused, and he said, well, he said, you know, the virus is apolitical. It doesn't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. But he said, what I really think is going to happen after the election, using newspaper language, I guess, it would go from the first page to the fifth page.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's going to start disappearing. You know, it won't be the top of the news all the time and all the negativity. So depending on how things go, he said, I really do feel that after the election, the talk and the chatter will reduce greatly as far as COVID.
That makes sense.
But it's just going to start going away. I mean, right now, I mean, let's face it, it's the media that keeps everybody stirred up and scared to death. And,
yep.
You know, and of course, working in cooperation with some of our the Democrats that run our cities and our states.
Well, and I've been worried about this since the beginning of the pandemic, Larry, that this is the type of problem where you need technical know-how, innovation, you need personal responsibility, and all those things electoral politics does not give you. And
right.
It's a very difficult situation to see what is a serious issue and a complex one being treated in such a ham-handed, like sort of contrarian way. You know, when, for instance, Joe Biden says it's an economic crisis, would Joe Biden have not done the lockdown? Or would he have done it longer? I mean, there are trade-offs with all these things. And I think the president, you know, maybe wasn't, the CDC, I'll say, early on in testing really dropped the ball. There was way too much of a bottleneck there. Yeah. And finally, they broke that, you know, logjam and it had American private enterprise take the lead, which I think was a great move. But this is how it's, you know, any massive undertaking, think about war. You know, we like to look back with rose-colored glasses, mm-hmm. but every war has a lot of mistakes made.
Oh, yeah.
It's just how these things work. And politics, you're not allowed to bring up honest mistakes. You always have to talk about your victories and forget your failings.
All right. Well, there was another interesting thing that he passed along to us. Someone asking in the question-answer part of the meeting, does the flu kill more people percentage-wise, say, the COVID virus? And he said, right now, and this has been a few weeks ago, I think there were 87,000 people who had been diagnosed with COVID. He says the number is probably three times greater than that in the state. And he said, basically, because 80% of the people who get it will never know they have it. They'll walk around, they won't have any symptoms, they'll be fine. He said 15% will get it, and they'll be fine. They'll stay home, drink some liquids, take something for their fever, and then they'll be back and, you know, with no problem. There will be a 5% that ends up in the hospital, and it will be more serious, and it will be from this group that will probably get the vast majority of the deaths.
Right.
But he said if you figure this out, he said that currently figuring that maybe the number's three times higher than we even know, he said that the death rate is about 0.3 to 0.4% for COVID and 0.6% for the flu. That was his answer to that question.
Well, it makes sense from my understanding. I think COVID is, say you're above 80 years old, you have comorbidities, COVID is more dangerous. Mm-hmm. But if you're a kid, if you're a young person, COVID, you know, the flu takes on a lot of kids, sadly.
Yes.
So it's a, also, I want to figure out more about how this came about. I'm not satisfied with the origin story of this so far. We'll figure it out, I suppose.
Exactly. I agree, guys. Well, anyway, just want to call and chat with you for a second. Enjoy listening as always.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
Really appreciate it.
All right, gentlemen. Talk to you later.
272-9228. Got to hit another quick break. Papa B, hold your position. We'll come right back to you. Again, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon on a Tuesday?
Tuesday, man.
Time flies.
Wet Tuesday.
I'm Joey Clark, Eddie Bader in the house. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Hurricane Sally will have a profound effect on our weather, but it's a very slow system indeed as it aims for landfall on the coast. Today, random scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Breezy, high temperature held down to 84. Showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight, low 71. Tomorrow night and Thursday, flash flood watch. Windy, locally heavy rainfall. Rainfall amounts could be excessive. Threat of some tropical spin-up tornadoes as well. The rain continues Thursday night but starts to slack up a bit on Friday. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action with instant notifications for watches and warning. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go right back to the phones and talk to Papa B. Hey, Papa B, how are you?
Doing, Eddie.
How you doing, Papa B?
I'm doing good. And I'm sure Jack is listening, so are you there, Jack? you mentioned the magic mark, Sharpie. Let me just tell you, of all of the trolls that Trump has done to the media, to the deep state, that to me was the absolute funniest of all. And the reaction was classic. I mean, he takes them out and he says, oh, yeah, it was going to Alabama. See, here's Alabama. Here's the hurricane. Yeah, there you go. It was in Alabama.
Well, and it's this great printout, and you can just see, Sharpie on it. And it's like, what is that? Now, I think that's second to Trump saying, I want to buy Greenland. Oh, and he had a Photoshop Trump Tower on the shores of Greenland.
Oh, man, you just got to love this guy.
Yeah.
Because there's some people, they're so stoic that they don't understand that they're being made fun of. That's what is so funny about
No wonder Trump and Jim Mattis didn't get along. Apparently, Mad Dog always has Marcus Aurelius' Meditations, classic stoic Roman emperor, on him at all times. No wonder the two didn't get along. It's like, hey, can we nuke a hurricane, Jim?
It was like that story you told yesterday, Joey, of the button on the desk.
Oh, Papa B, did you hear that one? The button?
The voting on this
Newton
hurricane?
No. Hold on. I'll pull it up right now.
It's just another funny Trump moment.
There was a BBC reporter who read all of the Trump tell-all books, from friendlies, from, you know, disgruntled employees. He said the best of all of them, really, they gave good information, was Alabama's own Cliff Sims.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the anecdote from Cliff Sims' book, as this BBC reporter calls it, the anecdote to rule them all. There is a small wooden box with a red button inside can often be found on the president's desk in the Oval Office. If Trump noticed someone glancing at the box, he would pick it up and move it further away from himself. "Don't worry about that," he'd say. "No one wants me to push that button." Guests would laugh nervously, and the conversation would continue until several minutes later, Trump would suddenly move it closer to him without actually saying anything about it. Then later in the conversation, out of nowhere, he'd suddenly press the button. Not sure what to do, guests would look at one another with raised eyebrows. Moments later, a steward would enter the room carrying a glass filled with Diet Coke on a silver platter, and Trump would burst out laughing.
Oh, you got to love it. I think it's hysterical. People are so full of themselves. Well, you know, here's the thing, you know, I mean, guess it's worth mentioning that we've got departments whose budget is bigger than the GDP of some country.
Right. Oh, definitely.
And so, you know, they are at war against anybody that wants to do something to their budget and try to change things, because we're talking big bucks here, not just them, but they make alliances with the media and with whomever else they can to try to keep the ball rolling in their favor. So, you know, this is what all of our big argument is about these days. You know, we've got to get rid of all of these agents. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about the American people. They care about them and what we can, you know, do to fund them.
Right.
And so, you know, of course, it's obvious that I say that, but it's worth stating the obvious sometimes. Yeah. That's why we're having so much trouble, folks. And after the election, you know, should Trump win, and I believe he will, then we're going to have some, you know, maybe, if not relief, at least some shut up and, you know, let's try to work things out type thing among, you know, a number of good-hearted Democrats, let's say it that way.
Sure.
But anyway, all right, guys. Well, listen, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Papa B.
I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you, Papa B.
Bye.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by the Goodson Group and Bo Goodson, your boss.
That's right, my boss. We just had a great sales meeting this morning. Got new listings coming out. One of the biggest things that we were talking about this morning is social distancing in Bo's situation with teaching real estate classes.
Sure.
It can be a challenge, but Bo has absolutely stepped up to it. He's got some tables separated. I was giving him a hard time, asking if he's going to get plexiglass to go between them. But he's doing all he can do to you know, we make sure that we sanitize everything that when people come in and when they leave. So we've got a great thing going. He does still teach how to be a realtor class, is what I call it. He's got one ending, I think, in about 3 weeks. So we'll have a new one starting up. And that's not all we do at the Goodson Group. We also help people buy and sell homes on the regular.
And manage those rental investments.
Absolutely.
And I know from personal experience, y'all do a great job of that.
Thank you, Joey.
So whether you're looking to buy a home, sell that home, have that property managed, or you want to join the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, that's where his 40 years of experience really comes into play. Check them out today at the Goodson Group. You can go online to thegoodsongroup.com, simple enough, or give them a call at 551-0225, 551-0225. Thank you to Bo Goodson and the whole team, folks like Eddie there.
And we got a great team there.
Being a great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's hit this last break of the program. This song came up randomly.
Really?
On YouTube, and really like it. A newer track by Tyler Childers. Came out last summer, 2019. I like it a lot. Be right back. More News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-928. 272-9228.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Ray Bold from Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our Mohawk More Floor Sale. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, and laminate. Plus, receive half off any pet pad and 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Again, that's 285-8117 or look us up on Facebook. Save thousands during our More Floor Sale. Going on now at Prattville Carpet.
Allstate has new lower auto rates. Nope. Allstate has new lower auto rates. Allstate has new lower auto rates. Allstate has new lower auto rates.
Allstate has new lower auto rates. There we go. For new lower auto rates, visit allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
Savings vary. Prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Not applicable in California. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Closing out the program here today on a fine Tuesday morning before the storms really come our way. Mm-hmm. 8 to 10 inches, something like that.
You got your pool noodles, life jacket ready to go, Joey?
No.
Well, you live up on a hill. You're good.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. The only thing I would have to worry about in Forest Hills would be the power lines and trees.
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed that. But I was used to that when I lived in Cloverdale.
Yeah, all those... older big trees area.
Right. So, but what are you going to do about that?
There's nothing you can do, man.
Like, right. Okay, if it happens.
Thank you.
It happens. I remember when tornadoes were coming through. It was right after the massive tornado in Tuscaloosa.
Mm-hmm.
And I had all sorts of friends that went to school there, lived right off the strip, who... Yeah, as that tornado's coming down, like Sorority Row.
Yeah.
He's like, well... I'm just going to drink a beer and sit on the porch because if it comes this way, it comes this way. And other very much more serious stories that came out of that. And so it's on everybody's mind. A month or so later, there was a tornado warning in Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
And we were at political theory class, contemporary political theory. And I love that class, actually.
Did you have to show your white privilege card to get in that class, Joe?
No, not at all. I just had to show my intelligence.
I'm sorry, I ruined your story, Joey. I'm sorry, man.
We're in political theory class, and the sirens go off. So yeah. Some of the young women in the class had not grown up around here.
Oh.
Like, I had been through plenty of tornado warnings. And they're like, what do we do? I was like, well, go to a secure area. Like, you know, we can go to the bottom of the Haley Center here if you've got an apartment to go to, and you can just go into the bathroom area.
Yeah.
It'll work out. And we're like, well, what if it hits the apartment? What if it... Like, well, then it does. Like, what are you going to do? Like,
go to the basement. That's all you can do.
I'm not
in the bathtub.
I'm not God up here. Like,
Joey, it's your fault.
You know, I'm so reassuring. I'm sure. Maybe this is why I'm still single. 272-9228. No, but it's one of those things. You do your best to prepare, and come what may. You know,
but it is strange when people come from out of town, which we do have a lot of out of towners that come in and out of Montgomery. When they hear those sirens, they're like, hey, what is that, by the way? I'm like, well, that's a tornado siren. And especially, you know, first Wednesday of the month, they always do a test.
So you can always tell new people because they start freaking out. What's, is that an air raid siren? You know, we got two military bases. They're like, nah, just testing the tornado siren. Not a big deal.
Right, yeah. It's just, it's Wednesday? Yeah.
It's first of the month, Wednesday.
Yeah, good. relax. Now, it is obnoxious when you're not ready for it.
Yeah.
And I think I'm pretty close to one of those sirens. So it's like, oh, my, excuse me, while I wipe the blood out of my ears.
Yeah.
It's just miserable. There is President Trump, podium set up on the balcony to the south lawn of the White House.
Going to do some signing today, aren't
hosting
we?
Hosting the Abraham Accord signing ceremony between UAE, United Arab Emirates, and the nation of Israel. Bahrain will have another agreement that's more an intention to do a peace treaty. But they are doing economic normalization. You know, and it's hard to even find Bahrain on the map. It's tiny. As I said earlier, smaller than Delaware.
So you know they're getting a lot of pressure and pushback to not cooperate with
them. I think that the reason they are going to do the deal, Bahrain doesn't do anything unless the Saudi government says, yeah, you can.
That's true.
In my mind. So, and this is what I'm told, at least. And so I think this is a really good sign for the entire region. And it was counterintuitive to a lot of the strategies before to get a two-state solution. We must always focus on the Palestinian-Israeli issue.
Yes.
The two-state solution. And both sides need to be kind of equally powerful. No, Trump administration took a different tack. They made it official. The capital is Jerusalem. We moved the embassy there. The Golan Heights, that's sovereign territory for Israel. We are going to back them. And then we're going to back our Gulf Arab partners. We're pulling out of the Iran deal. And that strategy has brought people together with a common enemy of Iran. We'll see where that goes. Oh, what a mess of a country. But
you saw that threat he laid out to them. You know, they had threatened or had planned to kill one of our ambassadors, assassinate one of our ambassadors. Mm-hmm. He pretty much put out a thing today that said, you know, we'll...
Don't make me remember Soleimani.
Right.
It's funny. Trump will say Soleimani, which I think is close to the correct way to pronounce it.
But you know he does
and
that.
And then he'll, in his speeches, Soleimani.
Yes, because you know he does that on purpose, man.
Oh, of course he does.
I don't think he has a move in his mind that's not planned. I don't know, Joey. I think he's...
No, I don't think he's like that. I don't think he's sitting back in contemplation about every move he makes. I think he's just a man of action.
Yeah.
And most of the time it works out. But, I mean, there have been plenty of duds. I mean, we just went over nuking hurricanes and Sharpies on
the...
He
asked a question, Joey. You just asked... It's just your question out there. I thought there were no dumb questions. All of a sudden,
right.
Yeah, come on.
So, but I think it's his general instinct is quite remarkable.
Got a pretty good one.
And if you want to know, like, all this pushback he gets, it's because he's a little bit of a madman. Most presidents learn that, okay, if I don't want trouble with the press and I don't want trouble with the inspectors general all over the government and the executive branch and trouble with the Congress, then I'll kind of play ball and then pick my spots. Not with Trump. Every day is a fight. Every day.
Can you imagine, Joey? Every day you wake up, you fight.
That's why I want that DTE.
Day. Yeah.
That Donald Trump
energy. You need it. If that's what you're going to do, you're going to need it.
Well, there are rumors of why he has that energy, but I don't know if I buy those rumors. But, yep, Israel, UAE, and Bahrain open the door for cooperation on everything from trade to defense, Trump has just said. Man, really using the White House a lot
now,
lately.
How do you feel like the Palestinians feel about that, Joey?
Oh, they're not happy. They're not happy because I think they're going to be forced to come to the table.
Right.
And it's not so much the Palestinian people, though there are issues
it's
there from
leadership.
Yes. Yeah.
If they come to the table, it would be so much relief off their people.
Right. Well, this is a great day to see this come to fruition. Well, we have to hit our break now. 272-9228. I'm sorry. I'm just seeing like a microphone just being presented like it's... But here, y'all, hold on. The Dan Moore Show will be coming up. I'm just distracted here. April Marie Fogel guest hosting. I'll be her sticking around to help keep her in. Eddie, shut up. I'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully Jack Campbell will be joining me as well.
It's large and red.
More news and views tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. The microphone right there?
Yeah, with a big black tip.
Yeah.
Huge.
No, those are nice microphones.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.